This is episode 107 of UFO Encounters. This episode I'm reading from Arena Scott's book, Pascagoula, The Ultimate Close UFO Encounter. Best documented, nuclear, government and mind control dimensions. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from a section in the book titled Ghosts, New Material from an Interview Immediately After the Abduction. This is what Arena has written. Much new material has been found since our last publications. We were fortunate to receive some that came from the immediate investigation that was carried out within days of the abduction, such as that below. Mantle obtained these Pascagoula tapes from the APRO files through the courtesy of David Marler. He viewed the discovery of the audio files as an important part of ufological history and as of historical significance. They gave snapshots of the discussions and interviews that occurred in the days immediately following the Parker Hickson abduction. Mantle transcribed all of these audio files. The following excerpts are from the recording of Calvin Parker under the hypnosis of Dr. James Harder on October 14, 1973. The doctor in the following transcript is, of course, James Harber. Calvin Parker in this tape right after the abduction described the beings as ghost-like. There were different descriptions of the beings. Both Parker and Hickson thought that they seemed mechanical and might be robots. Immediately after the abduction, they were described as ghosts. Both men did not seem sure about the appearance of the beings. This was published in the December-January 2024 issue of UFO Encounters. And here is the transcript. Calvin. Well, I was scared. I don't know, scared. Doctor. Of course. Three of them came. Three of them got you? No, it was two of them. Did you get a good picture of what they looked like? Hands. They had crab hands. The faces were just like ghosts.
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
You see what their eyes are like?
No.
In the tape, one can hear the fear in his voice, especially when he said the creatures looked like a ghost. 1973 drawing. Another source that Philip Mantle found was from the boxes of material sent to him in a digitized format by Chelsea Norton, Prince of the Ocean Springs, Mississippi Historical Society. This, like the above information, was obtained immediately after the abduction. These documents were donated to the Ocean Springs Historical Society by Bethany Fayard, and Chelsea digitized them and sent him a copy. One such unique item was a previously unseen drawing by Charles Hickson depicting the UFO that he and Calvin Parker observed that night of October 11th, 1973. None of these items are in our book. This was a written description of the beings that Hickson made right after the abduction. He described the top of their heads as a dome about the size of a basketball, the forehead as being wrinkled, the nose as triangular and about 1.5 inches long, and the mouth as a slit. He didn't see eyes or a chin. The chest was flat, about 42 to 44 inches, the torso about 36 inches, and the hips about 38 inches. The legs were straight, and the feet like an elephant's. They were light grey in colour. He thought the time was around 6 to 8 p.m. It was dark, and he didn't recall the phase of the moon. He drew the object as sort of cake-shaped and about 3 by 6 feet. One interesting observation is that he described the ears as retractable. It is unknown what he meant by this. Perhaps they appeared like antennae that could be drawn in. The drawing that he first made of the object looks like several others. For example, it resembles the description by Mike Cataldo and group, who described it as appearing like a tambourine as they were on US 90 heading to Ocean Springs. They pulled off the road to watch it. This was about the same time as the abduction. The drawing also resembled the description that Deborah Pitalo Snyder gave of the object that her father-in-law saw. She said it resembled a crock pot with a cherry on top. The father-in-law saw this over Ingalls, and he and co-workers watched it circle the machine shop a few days after the abduction. Yet another interesting part of the description is of the hands. He described them as burning mittens. It is unknown what this meant, but it resembles something that Parker had previously reported during hypnosis by Bud Hopkins. Bud asked, "Did you feel it all the way in your hands, your arms and your feet?" Calvin replied, "It was all over." Bud, "All over your whole body?" "Even the bottom of my fingers felt like they'd just exploded." "Well, she's done it now. She's leaving now. I'm able to move. I start to feel a little bit better. It still hurts. Oh boy, it hurts bad." In this instance, it was his own hands that felt like they exploded. It is unknown what this is about, but both men appeared to have experienced something like a burning sensation. Mechanical beings. When I interviewed Eddie Hickson, he said he thought that the abductors that came out of the objects were robots or mechanical things. He also said that when his father had been hypnotized, he reported that the light was very bright inside the object, but that he thought he could see a window monitor in the background and the beings might have been in there watching. What he recalled was spots behind the eyes. The beings might have had eyes. He said that they might have had big black eyes and been pale looking. He described a door that opened up on the thing. He described it as being like inside a light bulb. He said it was so bright it just burned his eyes and everything. He doesn't know if they put him on a table. He said he felt like he was suspended in air at about a 45 degree angle. That's what he told me. And he said this football shaped thing came out of that wall, if there was a wall, came up to his face, and he said it started. It went around his body, in back of his face, and around his body again, and back into the wall. That's exactly the way he described it to me. "What am I going to do? I can't move. I can't run. Nothing. They're coming out. What is it?" His voice rising. "Calvin, what is it? They're getting closer. I can't move." In this instance, he appeared to have been paralyzed as the things approached him and before they grabbed him. But also, it appeared that Calvin experienced the same thing. Hickson added that he and his family members had had several experiences. The next section is titled Bud Hopkins Interviewed and Hypnotized Parker in 1993. Parker had a second encounter. In 1993, a tape in which he described the encounter with the object with the woman, Philip Mantle said that Calvin had down the years lost most of his documentary information about his encounter, especially when his home was under 8 feet of water after Hurricane Katrina. One thing that Calvin did tell me was that in 1993, 20 years after his encounter, he was persuaded by a friend to visit alien abduction researcher and author Bud Hopkins in Florida. Bud was speaking at a UFO conference in Florida, and Calvin somewhat reluctantly agreed. For those who are not aware, Bud Hopkins was a New York artist who probably became the world's leading researcher of alien abduction cases, and he was trained in and used regressive hypnosis to help abductees reveal more of their encounters. He was also an author of such books as Missing Time and Intruders. Sadly, Bud Hopkins passed away in 2011. Quote, Calvin went on to tell me that at his meeting in 1993 with Bud Hopkins, he was offered the chance to have Bud conduct a regressive hypnosis session with him back at his hotel. Again, somewhat reluctantly, Calvin agreed. Calvin had no recollection of what transpired during the hypnosis session, but he did inform me that the session was tape recorded. Now I knew that Bud had passed away, so I asked his longtime friend and colleague Peter Robbins what had happened to all of Bud's research. He informed me that it had all been given to another abduction researcher, Dr. David Jacobs. I quickly sent an email to Dr. Jacobs asking him if he had a copy of the tape from Calvin's hypnosis session with Bud, and thankfully he did. And with Calvin's permission, Dr. Jacobs sent me a copy. This week I was reading from Irina Scott's book, Pascagoula, The Ultimate Close UFO Encounter. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to try the extended episodes, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.